The following content is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Out in the Garden. For the next half hour, enjoy articles to help you improve your green thumb. And now, here's NCRS volunteer Cindy Fowler.
We'll start with Nancy Brakey from our from the Raleigh News and Observer's Home and Garden section. Solve your dry slope problem. A friend mentioned to me the need for plants to stop erosion on a steep bank on the lot where a new house will go up this year. This is a problem many people face, but it is also one that can be solved with proper plant selection. Grass is probably the most difficult plant to grow and take care of on a slope, which is why people look to evergreen perennials or low shrubs. Not only is a slope hard to mow, it also tends to stay on the dry side. That is because rainfall rolls down the slope instead of sinking into the ground as it does on flatter ground. Those wishing for a quick and reasonably cheap solution often turn to clumping monkey grass, also called lily turf, but not the creeping one called liriospicata that spreads beyond its designated space rapidly. This is evergreen, grows in shade, and tolerates the dry soil of a slope. However, a better choice is the shorter mondo grass, which tends to be about 6 inches tall and will form a grass-like ground cover. It is also drought-tolerant and a good choice to combat erosion. However, you can look beyond these grassy plants to certain evergreen junipers that are ideal for banks in a sunny spot. These ground-cover junipers have needle-like leaves arranged densely and tolerate heat and drought. The lowest are called creeping junipers, and some of them rise just 4 to 6 inches tall, such as blue rug. Creeping junipers tend to grow 12 inches tall or lower, depending on the variety. Junipers require sun, but several perennials that serve admirably as ground covers on slopes tolerate shade. These include Lenten roses, spaced 1.5 feet apart in a zigzag and mulched to hold down weeds. They tend to be 12 inches or so tall and bear flowers for several months, starting in late winter. Some maintenance is required by trimming spent flowers and old foliage annually, but that is not an onerous job. Ajugas are another ground cover, and there are many choices in color of the foliage, such as the descriptive chocolate chip, burgundy glow, and others. They are distinctive with their pretty foliage and spring flowers in shade or part shade. Any of these choices can turn your bank from a problem to a place you will like. Our next article is also by Nancy Brakey. Saucer magnolia, a joy to behold. Blooms really popped out in the past few days, brightening the scene with lovely spring colors that stand out against the late winter landscape. I think one of the best of these early bloomers is the saucer magnolia, a medium-sized tree that unfolded its blooms almost overnight. This is such a joy to see, not forgetting the bridal wreath spireas, forsythias, star magnolias, daffodils, redbuds, and camellias that also make this a beautiful time of year. And the saucer magnolia brings not only beautiful flowers, but a lovely tree that is well suited for smaller properties, typically growing at a moderate pace over time to 15 to 25 feet tall and wide. It typically has several trunks, which make it seem like a large shrub for many years until it matures into a taller plant that is clearly a tree. It is, of course, a relative of the evergreen southern magnolia, famed for its beautiful white blooms in late spring, and one of the symbols of gardening in the South. Another relative is the pretty star magnolia, a shrub or small tree with frilly petals on its early blooms. The plant prospers in acidic soil enhanced with organic matter, such as compost, and it will grow in part shade to full sun. As with most trees and shrubs, it prefers well-drained soil with even moisture through the year. It is deciduous, meaning the leaves drop in autumn, but the silhouette left behind is striking because of the branching habit that begins low on the trunks, spreading horizontally in a graceful manner. The flowers, depending on the variety, may be pink, white, purple, or burgundy, but most of what we see are all pink or pink and white. Their shape leads some people to name it tulip magnolia. Though remarkably carefree, the early blooms of saucer magnolias may be harmed by a sudden deep freeze in early March. That has happened a few times to my saucer, a variety named Alexandrina, which has been growing for more than 35 years. There is, of course, no way to cover a big plant as you would a hydrangea facing a deep freeze in April, but it is a risk worth taking, does not happen too often, and should not discourage you from choosing this great plant. Some of the newer hybrids bloom a bit later and should escape such freezes. And now from HGTV's Gardens e-newsletter, 10 Best Plants for Cleaning Indoor Air by Carrie Sanders. Since Americans spend most of their time indoors, healthy air quality should be a top priority. Discover the top 10 plants that aid in the removal of pollutants such as formaldehyde, benzene, and carbon monoxide. English ivy, beautiful as a house plant. English ivy is a classically elegant choice, excellent for removing harmful chemicals found in the home. It can grow in full shade to full sun, can be trained into shapes, and with proper care, it is likely to survive for several years. Bamboo palm. Since the bamboo palm, or reed palm, prefers part sun or shade, it makes a great houseplant with the added benefit of aiding in the removal of harmful elements such as benzene and formaldehyde. Chinese evergreen. The Chinese evergreen is an easy care plant that thrives in low to medium light. It generally grows to 1 or 2 feet. Though it helps to maintain healthy air quality in the home, it is important to note that the Chinese evergreen contains an irritant that can be toxic to pets. Gerbera daisy. When placed indoors, this popular annual is useful in removing benzene and providing mood-enhancing beauty to the home. However, keep in mind that the Gerbera daisy does best in warm temperatures at 75 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. Dragon tree. With a leaf color that ranges from green to purple, this plant would be a gorgeous addition indoors or outdoors. It would also fit right in at the office, as it can tolerate low light. Mother-in-law's tongue. a hardy succulent. Mother-in-law's tongue is a great houseplant for beginners and can survive in some of the toughest conditions, including a wide variety of temperatures and light conditions. However, be careful not to overwater or to not water at all. Pot mum. Good for removing benzene, the pot mum is also a colorful addition to the home in fall when many other flowering plants are past their prime. Peace lily. Known for its ability to fight against toxic gases such as formaldehyde and carbon monoxide, peace lilies are relatively easy to care for and even show signs of drooping when they need to be watered. They can be mildly toxic to pets and humans, so it is important to wash your hands after touching the plant. Janet Craig. This indoor plant can grow up to 10 feet tall and does well in full shade to partial sun. Janet Craig is a good option for an indoor plant, as it is easy to care for and grows best in average temperatures. And finally, mascane corn plant. Proven to help remove formaldehyde, the mascane corn plant is one of the most popular varieties of dracaenas for its lovely foliage that ranges from green to yellow. They look stunning in tree form, but can also be grown as shrubs. And from the Garden Smart e-newsletter, 5 Ways to Have Success When Planting by the Espoma Company. The spring countdown is on. Most gardeners can't wait to start digging in their garden beds. A little extra care from the very beginning will help gardeners achieve beautiful gardens, flowering containers, and hanging baskets. Give plants what they need from the very beginning. Say yes to success. 5 tricks for planting new flowers, veggies, and more. 1. Start with the best. Check the light, space, and soil requirements for each plant. Then select plants with shiny, blemish-free leaves that you can easily lift out of the container. 2. Check the soil. Before planting, test the soil and add necessary amendments. If your soil is lacking, your plants will be too. Add Espoma organic vegetable and flower garden soil or compost to the planting hole for a boost. 3. Feed now and later. When planting, mix in an organic starter plant food. Espoma's Blowtone Starter Plus secret is mycorrhizae, which promotes bigger blooms and helps plants to establish quicker. Continue to feed with an organic fertilizer for starter plants, or try our new Start liquid fertilizer to help speed up the process. 4. Stay strong seedlings. Before moving indoor seedlings outside, toughen them up. Otherwise, they may not make it. To help young plants adjust, begin hardening them off 2 weeks before transplanting. And 5. Don't forget to water. While still in their nursery containers, water your plants. Then water deeply after planting. Water reduces plants' stress levels and helps them happily adjust to their new home. Get ready. Your organic flowers, veggies, and plants are about to be bigger and healthier than ever. You grow, gardener. And now from the Triangle Gardener. New plants for 2018. Must have new plants for 2018. Baby Jade Boxwood. There is a new baby boxwood in the family. Baby Jade is cousin to the popular Baby Jim boxwood, but even more petite, compact, and just as good-looking. The fine-leafed, dense foliage stays green all year, making it the perfect choice for hedges or garden accents. It grows 3 feet tall and wide in sun to partial shade. Clematis, stand by me. A new look for clematis. This one grows in a clump, not a vine, and it is completely herbaceous, meaning it dies back to the ground at the end of the growing season. The blue bell-shaped flowers bloom from late May to June, with some rebloom into late summer. Once the bloom is over, attractive, cream-colored, thread-like seed heads appear. And while it does not vine, it does benefit from staking, cages, or neighboring plants for support. It grows up to 3 feet tall and wide in full sun or part shade. Cliera Juliet. The variegated, glossy foliage of this evergreen shrub stands out in the garden. New growth is maroon with a creamy white variegation, making it shine in the landscape. Its companion, Romeo, has rose-colored variegation in fall and winter. It grows 8 to 10 feet tall, 5 to 6 feet wide. Cranraz Butterfly Bush. Fragrant, spectacular raspberry red flowers on 8-inch panicles bloom from summer to frost on this buddleia. Drought-tolerant and deer-resistant, you should also be prepared for an onslaught of butterflies and hummingbirds attracted to this plant in your garden. Grows 5 to 6 feet tall and wide in full sun. Encore Azalea Autumn Bonfire. New to the Encore line, this fast-growing dwarf azalea glows in the garden with masses of red, true red blooms, both semi-double and single, from spring through fall, grows 3 feet tall and up to 5 feet wide. Floralberry St. John's Wort. Raise a toast to the introduction of this new St. John's Wort. Easy to do with names like Chardonnay, Pinot, Champagne, Rosé, and Sangria. This easy care shrub sports yellow flowers in the spring, followed by clusters of berries in the fall. It's a fuss-free option for borders and hedges. Grows 3 feet tall and wide in full sun to partial shade. Gardenia Prince Charles. You'll be gardening in royal style with this new gardenia, developed by Triangle's own Philip Dark of Oakmont Nursery. It has a compact mounding habit with white double flowers that bloom in spring and continues into fall, making it a standout in the garden. And its sweet fragrance is divine. Grows 4 feet tall by 5 feet wide in full sun to partial shade. Hydrangea Lava Lamp Flare. One look at the fiery red blooms of flare, and you'll want to include this hydrangea paniculata in your garden. The blooms glow like the flame of a smoldering fire, attracting attention of all who see it. Compact and showy, plant it where it will get the attention it deserves. Other new varieties in the Lava Lamp series are Moon Rock with a lime green center, and Candelabra that changes from creamy white to bright red. Grows 2 to 3 feet tall and wide, with midday shade recommended. Elysium Star Flower, Scorpio, and Orion. Watch for this new hybrid beauty, introduced by NC State plant breeder Tom Rainey in garden centers this fall. The allure of the plant is the unique star-shaped flowers that bloom heavily in spring and then rebloom in late summer, along with its dense, compact form. Scorpio has scarlet blooms, while Orion has white flowers. Grows 5 feet tall by 3 feet wide and is shade tolerant. Miscanthus Bandwidth. This compact miscanthus has narrow foliage, colored with green and gold bands that will add pizzazz to your landscape or containers. Developed at North Carolina State's Mountain Horticultural Crops Research Center, it was bred to be infertile, a big plus for those who don't like all the baby seedlings from a typical miscanthus. Grows 3 feet tall and wide in sun. And don't forget to eat your fruits. Baby Cakes is a new thornless dwarf blackberry, part of the Bushel and Berry collection that also developed compact growing blueberries and raspberries. Baby Cakes produces an abundance of large, juicy berries in summer, and in many places also produces a second crop later in the season. Bright white flowers appear in spring and summer before the berries, giving you many seasons of enjoyment. Its compact habit makes it perfect for small gardens or patio pots, where you can quickly consume the harvest. It's self-pollinating. It does not need a companion. Blooms on both old and new canes, and because it is thornless, harvesting and pruning are painless. It grows 3 to 4 feet tall and wide in full sun. Flowering trees brighten the spring landscape. When the Yoshino cherries and redbuds bloom in sync, life is beautiful. Throw in a Chinese snowball and it gets even better. These three are among the brightest stars of the early spring landscape in the Piedmont. Easy to grow, prolific in bloom, and distinctive in appearance, they make worthy additions to a home landscape. Yoshino cherry is among the most admired and popularly planted trees, thanks to the cloud of pink to white blooms in early spring. Of medium size, it tends to mature at 20 to 40 feet tall and spread 20 feet or more over time. The roundish canopy is broad and dense, with leaves opening as the flowers fade in April. This can be the stop traffic specimen of your front yard, so give it space in full sun or part shade to develop and allow the cloud of flowers room to be seen and enjoyed. The second star, Eastern Redbud, looks beautiful when planted near the Yoshino because they have roughly the same bloom time, with the redbud usually opening first. It is a distinctive medium tree, reaching 30 feet. Flowers tend to be dark pink to purple, and a white-flowered variety named Alba exists. The limbs spread broadly, and the magenta blooms open in profusion before the heart-shaped leaves emerge. Eastern Redbud is a native from northern Florida to Canada. Two named varieties, Forest Pansy and Oklahoma, have enjoyed great popularity in recent years. Forest Pansy is especially valued for the wine red foliage. Oklahoma for the wine red flowers. Many more are in the marketplace. Red buds will take partial shade, especially in hot climates like the Piedmont. Because it will take some shade, it works well as an understory tree below oaks and other large trees. The larger foliage of a redbud is a nice contrast to the small leaves of most of the big shade trees. The third member of this trio is Chinese Snowball, which in April is a real traffic stopper. A tall, deciduous shrub that can reach 15 feet. The Chinese Snowball produces big, round blooms that start out with a fresh, lime green color and then mature to a pure white. A well-grown snowball with some size to it produces dozens and dozens of globes of these fantastic blooms. The globes can be 6 inches in diameter, an impressive sight in the landscape. Flower arrangers love cuttings of these blooms. New foliage follows the blooms, but this plant is sort of anonymous for much of the year. But it causes no problems, and it deserves a good spot so that the great show can be enjoyed, roughly from late March to late April. It is also good for sun or part shade. Now from HGTV's Weekend Gardener e-newsletter. Lazy gardener alert! 10 gorgeous shrubs that do not need pruning by Julie Martins Forney. If no pruning sounds good to you, check out these low-maintenance dwarf gems. Yucai Cherry Blossom Deutza. Elegant pink blossoms blanket Yucai Cherry Blossom Deutza in spring, transforming this rounded shrub into a hummingbird magnet. Deer-resistant Deutzia grows 12 to 24 inches tall and wide. Use it as a ground cover, a slope stabilizer, or pathway edging. Show off Starlet Forsythia. Welcome spring with the classic sunny blooms of Forsythia, but in an updated dwarf package. Show off Starlet's branches are smothered in bright yellow blossoms. Like all Forsythia, this dwarf version is deer resistant, growing 2 to 3 feet tall and wide. Dark Horse Wigia. Dark bronze leaves paired with purplish pink spring blooms give Dark Horse Wigella Florida head-turning good looks. Flowers beckon hummingbirds to plants that grow 36 inches tall and wide. This small Wigella is versatile in the landscape. Use it as a short hedge, accent plant, or mass planting. Tiny Wine Ninebark. Bronze maroon leaves give Tiny Wine Ninebark standout color that holds its own in mixed shrub borders or perennial beds. Flowers appear in late spring. This native plant grows 3 to 5 feet high and 3 to 4 feet wide. Superstar Spiria! Showy pink flowers appear on First Edition's Superstar Spiria from late spring through late summer. Flowers beckon bees and butterflies, while the plant itself is deer resistant.
That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to Out in the Garden on the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Out in the Garden is available as a podcast by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.